The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now, just clearing a mouthful of biscuit there, it's the Duchess of the Chart. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick. Have you finished that biscuit, Del Vita?
I'm very good, thank you.
Have you gone with the Belvita? Is that what you've gone with?
I'm not. There's no advertising on this show, Justin.
No, I know, but I don't understand. It's a biscuit, right, essentially? But it's called a breakfast biscuit. Why do people fall for that? It's a biscuit. It's not breakfast.
Exactly. Like if you eat a muffin, it's really cake for breakfast. Exactly.
It's like saying having... if you just repackage, like, say... you know, a breakfast pizza. You know, pizza. It's pizza, but it's a breakfast one. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. It's healthy for you. It's breakfast pizza. They say, oh, okay. It's amazing how people package things up, isn't it? We all believe it. And we think, yeah, oh, it's okay. It's a breakfast biscuit. It's not a biscuit. It's a breakfast pizza. I'm having a breakfast 12-inch pizza. It's fine. Okay. Let's go with the charts. Phalanx Group is the first one on the podcast later, hopefully. And they've released some proprietary software. They're in the cyber defense world, which is quite a hot space. What do you think of FLX on the ticker there, Nick?
I like FLX. Bullish reversal in October, pulled back, held support from the August high, and has just gone sideways for 2 months in a wedge. It's time for it to get going and break out. I think we might come back and retest that 200-day, but you know, it's really good support. It's really good support there at 5.4 in the 200-day. I think eventually when some news or something comes along to get this going, that we should see a move higher. But for now, we're just going sideways.
Yeah.
But the down day today, to me, is not a concern. I think there's good support below here and buy dips.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, all right. And the next one. Oh, hang on, I've lost my tab. The next one is Georgian Mining Corporation. GEO is the ticker there. What do you reckon, John? GEO.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this one is not such a pretty chart. Mm-hmm. The failure in February at the 200-day moving average is sending us lower. It was a really nasty fib. You know, I played around with the fibs. I really do think that we are going to, because it reversed at the 38.2 fib from the August 2016 high instead of the April 2016 high, I think that there's a risk here. That's a very common reversal in a third wave, and I think that we'll see one more leg lower to new lows. So the risk is that we continue down to 6.6 or 6.8. Okay. So this one, I think, step aside and wait. Patience
okay. needed. All right. So and the last one is Savannah Petroleum. Doing very well. I hold this stock, actually, and it keeps climbing, slowly and steadily climbing. But where is resistance here, Nick? Is it around about that 42 level or what?
No, yeah, 41.60, 42 is where it is where the resistance is. And that's also the 50% retracement of all-time low to highs and where we stalled before in June of 2015. I do think we'll stall there, come back and retest support, which is around now 37.5, and then continue higher. My next upside target is 49.50, and then I think this one has potential to 56 or 59.
Wow, yeah. Well, do you know what? They've got a drill program going on, a massive resource base of oil. They've got 2.2 billion barrels of oil as a resource there. They're drilling three wells in the next... in this first half of this year, they're funded for it, and so we could see if they have success on any one of those three wells, then it could see it go a lot higher. But they've got a lot of activity planned the next couple of months, so it'd be interesting to see what happens here. Marvellous, Nicola, if you send me the chart there, and I'll put them on the company pages also on voxmarkets.co.uk/blog, and you can crack on with your breakfast pizza. All right,
pizza. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.